The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. Were you surprised by that theme? It's not obvious that that's the theme that would be used for the day before Palm Sunday, for the beginning of Holy Week. I was a little surprised, even though I knew this theme was set on my calendar for months. It's been on the list of themes that were chosen months ago. But since we're now in the very late stages of Lent, it still took me by surprise. If I were to ask you, oh, what do you think we should focus on the day before Palm Sunday? Or what kind of a picture should be put on the song sheet today? We'd probably think of something like Jesus going toward Jerusalem, or Jesus riding on a young donkey on Palm Sunday, or maybe some confrontation with the authorities, because that comes up so often these days, or maybe preparations for the Last Supper. I don't know, something like that. Maybe even scenes from the Passion, Stations of the Cross, something. I mean, I'm almost at Holy Week, so that's what we would assume would be what we would focus on. But here, the theme is the Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. And it's not taken out of context. That's actually the antiphon we repeated, or we sang for the responsorial psalm. Exact words. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. So let's think a little bit about this and why the liturgy puts this image before our eyes on the day before Palm Sunday. First of all, it's a very beautiful image. You can even see it here, the shepherd with the sheep. It's well established in the Old Testament that this is one of the images the Lord uses to describe himself in his relationship to his people. Just as a shepherd guides and guards his sheep, so the Lord guides and guards his people. Ang Panginoon, ang aking pastol. We know that. We even have in the church a Sunday dedicated to this theme, Good Shepherd Sunday. You know when it is? It's in Easter time. Fourth Sunday of Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday. So that might be also a surprise, because here it is, we're almost to Holy Week, and all of a sudden we're skipping over all the holy days and Holy Week, Easter Week, and skipping up to the fourth Sunday of Easter. That's about 5 or 6 weeks from now. It's in May. On Good Shepherd Sunday, we will reflect on Jesus, the Good Shepherd, ang mabuting pastol. In light of the mystery of Easter, which is the mystery of the resurrection, eternal life, Jesus is the shepherd who leads us into eternal life. But here in Lent, we will reflect on how this shepherding really takes place, how he really does it. As you, I'm sure, know, it's not just strolling through green pastures all day. It's not just a matter of relaxing together with the shepherd. There's a work to be done in order to get us to the green pastures. And that's the work of the shepherd. It's implied in today's first reading, taken from the prophet Ezekiel. The Lord says, and this is a prophecy, I'm going to gather my people together. I'm going to restore them. And there's going to be one shepherd to guide them all. This is a message given to the people in exile, the people who are suffering banishment from the Holy Land. They're not in a beautiful green pasture. They're in exile. So the promise is, okay, the Lord is going to lead us up out of exile and into green pastures. How is he going to do it? There's a hint in the psalm. Actually, it's not a psalm. This is a selection from the prophet Jeremiah, but we used it as our psalm for today's Mass. It says, he who scattered Israel now gathers them together. He guards them as a shepherd his flock. That's the theme. Very next line says, the Lord shall ransom Jacob. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. Ransom. That's not a word we usually associate with shepherds. Ransom is what you do when someone's kidnapped, right? Someone's a hostage. You pay off, you pay the money to get them out of captivity. That's a ransom. And we don't think of shepherds as ransoming anybody. We think of shepherds as guiding and protecting, providing. But here the psalm says, or the passage from Jeremiah says, the Lord shall ransom Jacob. It's not just a guidance mission, it's a rescue mission. He shall redeem him from the hand of his conqueror. So the sheep are in a condition of captivity or exile, or they're kidnapped, they're in trouble. That's an important thing to understand when we reflect on our condition in the world, in a fallen world, in a sinful state. We're caught in a condition, we're trapped, enslaved. Sin is a kind of slavery. It's as if we've been kidnapped by the evil one or kidnapped by sin, and we can't get ourselves out. So we can't just be wandering around in green pastures. We can't get there. How are we going to get from the condition of captivity to the condition of enjoying freedom? It's not enough simply to say, go this way, go that way. Here's the right way to go. That's what the whole Old Testament provided, right? The law, the prophets, follow the Lord. We can't do it. Our condition is so crippled. We need to be picked up, raised up out of the captivity and carried into the new life. Now we're getting closer to what happens in Holy Week, right? Jesus, the shepherd, the good shepherd, is going to not only lead his sheep, but rescue his sheep. And we know, and he used this image himself before this passage in today's gospel, he describes himself as the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. Something that no shepherd would ever do. But the good shepherd says, I will lay down my life for my sheep. That's how I'm going to rescue them. And that brings us to today's gospel. This is John chapter 11. This is the discussion going on in Jerusalem right after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. This is the very next verses. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. It was a very striking, dramatic, obvious miracle. I mean, everyone knew that Jesus had some kind of extraordinary power from God. And that's where this gospel picks up. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary, meaning Mary the sister of Lazarus, and seen what Jesus had done, began to believe in him, but some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. What had Jesus done? He raised a dead man from the tomb. The guy was dead 4 days. And Jesus said, Lazarus, come out, and he came out. What are you going to do with a guy like that? Well, the right response is, follow him. Follow this good shepherd. He's someone who can lead people out of the tomb into new life. He's a shepherd who can lead the captives of sin and death, into freedom. Just like he led Lazarus up out of the tomb. Lazarus, come forth. That was the call of the shepherd. But the right response, to follow the good shepherd, is not the response of the members of the Sanhedrin. Their response is fear that Jesus is going to upset the status quo, that he's going to make it worse for them. The Romans are already oppressing them. They're already in a condition of captivity in a certain sense. And they don't think they're going to be set free from Rome. They think they're going to be destroyed by Rome if Jesus keeps doing things like this. And this is where Caiaphas, the high priest, utters his unwitting prophecy, a very striking thing that he says. It's better that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish. He didn't know that he was making a prophecy. But John the evangelist points out that he didn't say this on his own. He didn't simply speak in a natural way. there was a prophecy being declared here, and the prophecy is that Jesus is going to die for the nation. And not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. That gathering into one is the work of a shepherd. Now we can see how this theme is really appropriate for the day before Palm Sunday. What are we going to see in Holy Week? We're going to see the shepherd gathering all the people into one nation. How is he going to do it? By laying down his life for them. The shepherd will die for the sheep. We'll see it on Good Friday. This is how the Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. He's going to join his flock in the condition of condemnation. He's going to enter into the condition of his own fallen sheep in order to lead them up out of that condition into new life. That's what we're preparing for, and that's a way of understanding what's going to happen when Jesus enters into Jerusalem tomorrow and Palm Sunday. He comes into Jerusalem not to simply to welcome the hosannas of the people, but in order to lay down his life for the people, for all the people, for all sinners, to make it possible for us to rejoice in the gift of eternal life. So this is our preparation. The Lord will guard us as the shepherd guards his flock.